Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. Great to welcome you again to Diamond Effect Podcast episode 47. I hope you had a fantastic week and you're all ready to learn again from Diamond Effect and myself. And today I want to talk about maximizing your investment in coaching. Coaching, of course, is getting more and more popular, and more business owners see the value and how much they can get out of it and see it as a way of really growing themselves and their business in the fastest, most effective way. And of course, I'm a coach, so you can say I'm biased towards it. But even, you know, in my corporate career, when I saw my team members that were open to coaching and constructive feedback, how fast they grew in their career. And of course, they weren't paying me for coaching, right? I was paid being their manager, their director, whatever, their leader. And those who were open and use that coaching to their benefits grew so much faster. So yes, you can say I'm subjective to coaching, or, you know, it's in my best interest to show you the investment in coaching, but I truly do it from me taking the benefits of myself being coached and investing in myself in coaches and how fast I grew, and also seeing not only my clients in my business, but my team members in the corporate world who were open to it, where they didn't pay anything for that coaching. It was just in their best interest, okay? And I came up with this episode because a lot of clients that I work with, or many of my clients, have actually, I'm their first coach. So they've never coached before, and they sort of invested by hiring me. So sometimes they don't know exactly what to expect, how the coaching works, and so on. So if you're in that situation when you're maybe thinking about hiring a coach, any coach, business coach and personal life and so on, whether it's me or somebody else, doesn't matter. I wanted to give you a little bit of outlook, what it entails, how it looks, and how can you really maximize the time you have with your coach and the investment you make in yourself to get most out of it, to get the most transformation, to create fastest results. Okay, so that's what it is all about today. So let's get started. And first, let me tell you what coaching entails in terms of the way I coach and in terms of what I do with my clients and at a high level. So whether, you know, I do it with my beginner clients who are in Diamond Effect Group and just starting in their business, or more advanced client who are looking to scale to six figures and beyond, and I do it one-to-one, I coach holistically in three distinctive kind of areas. And then, of course, that coaching differs depending on where my clients are at, and it gets individualized to them. But the three main areas are, as a business coach, of course, all business coaches coach on strategy, right? Business strategy on how do you stand out and how do you attract clients, right? How do you retain clients? The service delivery, retention, marketing, sales, how really How do you get your business to your long-term goals by doing it strategically? And then for those clients who are growing, it's also, you know, people leadership skills, hiring, retention, motivation, high performance team building, and so on. So that's one. The second part that's very important, and a lot of people underestimate that, and when they're trying to grow their business on their own, that's usually a lot of struggle comes from that, is implementation. So, you know, most of us know what to do in any area of our life, and yet a lot of people don't do what they know what they should do, or what they would even want it to do, and somehow they can't get themselves do it. And there's two parts to implementation. The first part is making it easy for yourself and simple to implement. And the way I help my clients with that is teaching them some good habits, right? Eliminating bad habits that they've acquired subconsciously most of the time throughout their life, and replacing them with some good habits, you know, the simplest ones or the ones that I talk most about here in podcasts, is really evaluation and planning and being proactive, taking time for themselves, self-care. But there is some little others. And the most important part is the CEO leadership mindset. And that's definitely, I cover a lot in this podcast and help you with that here, because in order for your business to grow, you need to grow first, right? Your business, and when you think about it, really the construct of your mind, right? You have ideas that then you make decisions on and then you implement. So the place where you make those decisions from and how those ideas come to mind is super important. If you make decisions based on fear and lack of confidence and you not believing that what you want to achieve is possible, then of course you will hold yourself back. Of course you will not want to implement, and it will be hard, and you know, it will take a lot of time and effort and all that. But when you are, your mindset is in belief in yourself, in your business, in your clients, in what you offer, and you're confident, and then you add to that like business skills and the strategy and implementation, that's where you really start growing much faster. Those results compound and so on. And that includes strategic failure, right? So if you listened to the podcast episode of Strategic Failure, which was, I think, 45, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I highly recommend episode 45 on strategic failure. So those are sort of things, right, that we coach on with my clients. And of course, depending on the coach and what area you're investing in, there will be some combination of that on different topics, okay? And, you know, of course, every coach is different. There's some business coaches that might be coaching just on mindset and strategy, not necessarily high performance, or there'll be coaches that will just coach high performance mindset and so on, less of a strategy. That differs. But those are sort of the areas that I coach in. Now, when you think about it, and now you're like, okay, so how do I show up to my calls with my coach, or my interaction and relationship with my coach, to get most out of it, right? To learn the most, to get the results. And that's what's amazing about coaching, is that as you meet with your coach on a regular basis, it allows you to implement what you learn. It's not just like a workshop. I learn, I'm excited, and then I go to my daily life and running a business, and everything I learned and was excited about goes on the sideburn because I realize, oh, or I tell myself I don't have time to implement it, right? With the coach, when you meet week to week, you actually get to implement the whatever you're learning. You get to, you know, master the skills you want to learn and so on. So the first thing is, know that The coach's job is there to really help you grow, right? And that relationship you have with them is built on respect, is built on trust, and the love for you and your results and for your dreams. And I mean love in a sense where coach is there to fight for your dreams and help you achieve your dreams. So personal dreams or business dreams on business coach's end. And they will do that, or we will do that as coaches, even if your brain wants to stay in the comfort zone and it's scared and doesn't necessarily like the feedback you're getting. I always compare that to parenting. So those of you who are parents, I'm a parent, I have the kids. Sometimes you get to tell the kids things that they don't want to hear. And sometimes you ask them to do something or to listen to you and hear you out, even if they're not appreciating what you're telling them in the moment, right? And you do that from love for their best interest long term. And that's the type of love I talk about in a coaching relationship, where the coach will give you feedback in your best interest for the long term of you achieving the goals you want to achieve, right? So the coach is not going to believe the stories and the excuses sometimes you bring to the call, and why you didn't do what you're supposed to do, or why something that they're maybe suggesting is not going to work. The coach will not swim in the pool with you, because they want to teach you taking 100% responsibility for your actions and also reactions to things you cannot control. Right? As coaches, we don't allow our clients to be victims. We don't allow our clients to focus on the things they can't control and blame external circumstances or people, but rather focus on what they can control, meaning their own action and reactions, to kind of regain the power of what they can do and accomplish, right? And normally, as humans, yeah, we all have negative brain, and our negative brain likes to not take responsibility, doesn't want to do things that are outside of comfort zone. So it will feed a lot of thoughts about how this is not possible, how you cannot do it, or how, you know, that will not work, and so on. So when you have those thoughts, know that they're normal. There's nothing wrong with you. But also know that the coach's job is not to entertain those thoughts, but help you think like the 6-7-figure CEO that you want to be, and how to just think about things you are in control of and what you can do from this place to overcome whatever challenge you're facing and get to the result that you want to create. Okay? So once you know that, be aware and just, you know, really be aware when your brain pushes back, right? So again, if I'm telling my child something that they know is in their best interest, but they know, you know, mommy is right or has a good point, but they don't want to hear it in the moment because they're entangled in whatever they did and their reasoning for it, they're not going to like me, and their brain might not receive it the way they should. They can shut down. But as an adult who can manage their emotions, right? When you notice your brain, for example, shutting down from the feedback you're getting from your coach, it doesn't mean you have to be right away open and so on. But take that information and don't dismiss it right away, okay? Be open to explore whatever your coach is suggesting in the sense of how can this serve me? And if you can do it right there and then during the coaching call, of course, that's the best time to start thinking, because then you can battle the ideas and you can have like a constructive, creative brainstorming session about it. But if you're not, for whatever reason, right, you're getting emotional and your brain is shutting down, then A, you can tell that to your coach. Again, it's a relationship based on respect and trust, right? So you should be able to say that to your coach, saying, you know what, Maggie, right now, whatever you're telling me sounds great, but my brain doesn't want to receive it. I'm resistant to it. And that's okay. Either as a coach, I can help you explore that, or you just take the information, you walk away with it. And then when your emotions calm down, right, when our emotions are lower and the logical brain kicks in the next day or in 2 days or whatever, then let your brain explore how this feedback, whatever it was, can actually help me and serve me, right? What's the perspective that the coach is giving me, or the strategy? How do they see that it can serve me, right? Let yourself explore that. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to take and implement every single thing the coach is telling you, right? You're an adult, you're the CEO, you're in control. You get to ultimately decide, right? Nobody can force you to do anything you don't want to do. But you want to decide from the place of, again, believing in possibility, being strategic, and not from the place of fear or resistance, right? Because then when you decide from that higher self place and you decide based on whatever reasons you have and you love those reasons, that's the best decision in your best interest. You know, our fear-based brain and our non-believer brain never makes decisions in our best interest. Unless we're faced with a bear and it says, stop, I don't think you're supposed to run from the bear, right? So unless it's like a life and death situation, that's probably the only time when the fear-based primitive brain makes decision in our best interest. Anything outside of that is never in our best interest, okay? So this is like one huge chunk. There's a couple of other things I want to offer, is that I firmly believe that we can learn from anybody. I have my children that are 7 and 10, and my stepboys are 16 and 14. And even when they were 4 and 2, I believe that I could learn from them. Children sometimes don't have a filter, and they say that sometimes they don't have a filter, and they say things that are so profound sometimes, just as a reaction to the world and as they learn and so on. So I truly believe we can learn from anybody. And sometimes it is what not to do, if those are teachers that are really not good teachers or whatever, and a lot of times what to do and so on. So just decide that when you get into a coaching relationship, you will take 100% responsibilities for your results, for you learning and applying, right? And then don't put it in a coach saying, oh, they have to tell me exactly what to do and it's their responsibility for me to get the results. Now, trust at the same time that the coach, as an adult and professional, will do the same. They will take 100% responsibility for your results and do everything in their power to help you create the results that you hire them for, right? This is their profession. This is what they chose to do because they love it. The same way you chose the business and you're helping your clients because you love it, right? So when two of you meet like this, you taking 100% responsibility for your results and the coach taking 100% responsibility for your results, you have this powerful two brains, 100 and 100, and that's not even will give you 200% growth. It will be more than that. It's like having a team of players that the sum of parts, it's actually the team creates like a highly performing team, creates a much bigger results than just the sum of individuals, sum of parts. And that's what happens in coaching. And it's just explosive, where two people are there with full mindset on to do their part, be responsible, right? And you get to transform and grow so much faster, so much more powerful than you would ever do alone. That's why every professional athlete who wants to win, and every professional in anything, they have coaches and trainers and experts helping them because it's so powerful. Okay. As I said, and even, you know, when I was seeing in my team members in the corporate world, when people came to, you know, listen to the feedback I was giving them and the coaching I was offering and taking responsibility and wanting that and, you know, figuring out how to implement it on their own and, you know, being open to that feedback. And in the coaching world, it's called being coachable. They were growing so much faster in their career. And again, my clients who are coachable grow so much faster than those team members or clients who resist more and so on. And that's okay if in the beginning your brain resists, because again, if you've never been exposed to that type of help, then you're not used to how it works, right? So there might be the first couple of sessions or few sessions or month or two where you're getting used to it and you're learning how to do it. And that's fine. Okay. But know that if you're not used to it and your brain does resist, that it will take time for you to develop sort of that habit of taking the feedback and applying it. And that it might take you a bit longer to create results because of that. Not always happening, but it's just saying as it is out there so you can kind of weigh and see for yourself and think about that again. How can I get the maximum out of my investment once I decide to do it? And then the last thing that I want to talk about is once you have that feedback, you've taken it in again from a not emotionally charged place, but very logical, creative, like a CEO. And you've realized like, okay, this is going to work for me. This is how it can work for me. Then take intentional steps to apply it, right? And assess that application. And as you apply and assess, ask the coach for help. Ask for feedback. Be ready for each coaching call with some questions, with tell them how it's going, right? Like be vulnerable. And again, that's something we all need to learn, to be vulnerable. Say, hey, like I applied it and it didn't work the way I thought. Here is why I think so, but what do you think, right? When you are vulnerable and you try to apply like any skill, it takes time to master and you ask questions and you put everything out there. As you assist with your coach, you will learn so much. You will progress so much faster than trying doing the things without saying anything and then getting frustrated to figure out why things are not working and so on, or just getting longer to realize, you know, what maybe needs to be improved, tweaked, and so on. Okay, so that collaboration in you asking for feedback, asking questions, being prepared to each coaching speeds up your results, right? The more you do that, the faster you go. Like what I, for example, tell my clients who join or who coach with me is, I really don't want to be anybody's accountability partner. And I did create a podcast episode about it, how you are your best accountability partner. So you can listen to that. But because for me, it's such a waste of time and money, where if me as a coach every week is just checking on you if you did your homework or whatever we talked about and if you implemented, and then if you didn't, me asking you why and all that, right? As opposed to, like, instead, if you do implement things and we just coach through maybe some challenges or maybe even resistance a little bit, right? But you do your best to implement and so on, you move so much faster forward. You don't get stuck. Because now when you implement, we coach on you mastering the skills. And whether it's tweaking the technique, whether it's elevating your mindset, whether it's deepening the skill and the knowledge, right? Me teaching you more, it's so much more powerful. So you get so much more out of the time you have with your coach. All right. So I hope this helped. And I hope that this also got you thinking about, hey, I'm a professional business owner and professional CEO. And I can grow my business so much more if I had help. And maybe that will get you to think like, hey, maybe coaching is for me. Okay. And even in your personal life, again, in any area that's important to you. So if you're thinking to coach and get a business coach and want to check how I can help you, then just email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com and we can set a consult up, and I'll be happy to explore that with you. Other than that, have a fantastic week and talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.